KB2HXS, listen.
This is W2JKT.
W2HXS here, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we spoke this morning on the way in.
I don't believe we spoke this morning, but name is Dave.
You have a very similar call to somebody I talked to this morning.
Patrick this morning, KO4HKX.
I do. I talk to Patrick all the time, but there's a KD2, I think maybe WSX or WXS or something, Mark out of Walhalla that was on this morning. Very similar call to yours.
Interesting. Interesting. I don't think I spoke to that person yet. That's okay. Time will tell.
Dave?
I'm in Greer, sitting at my desk in my shack here, or in my radio room. I just got done changing out a power supply. I just took an Astron 30 amp or 35 amp out of line and put in a 50 amp.
How's your power in with that thing?
It leaves room for expansion. Let's just say that. Actually, I got the power supply at a very good price. Very little wear and tear on it at all. No scratches on it or anything like that. So it's one of those, it's a VS50, which is a VS50M, which is an Astron. It's got the meter, it's got the volt and amp meter on the front, and it's also variable. You can vary the voltage a little bit.
Your transformer supplies, is it?
I guess it, yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm going to be selling my other one, I'm going to be selling my 35 amp.
Yeah, big old heavy transformer-based power supplies, they really are workhorses.
And they're very quiet. Some of the switching supplies, like the cheaper ones, you really have to be careful when you get to the limit, the rating of the limit. Sometimes they'll put a little bit of transistor noise out.
I like being operated close to their spec limits. Of course, you know, they're always very aggressive in their marketing claims, and just because it can do 50 amps doesn't mean it should do 50 amps.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I run a Kenwood TS-450, and this is my ICOM IC7000 I'm talking on, right on my desk here. And the 35-amp supply is continuous at 25 amps, and you can peak at 35 amps at times. But the 50-amp supply will run at 35 amps continuous and peak at 50 amps. So that's, you know, you always want a bigger power supply than what you need. This way you're not getting any kind of voltage drop or any kind of hum or noise through the radios.
Supply at home is a 40-amp switching supply. It's a Diamond, I forget the model number on it, but, you know, it's a 40-amp rated. And I never push it past 20. I've had it for 22 years now, and I did go through and refurbish it a couple of years ago. I put some better capacitors in it, replaced the cooling fan, had to drill out some rivets on the back of the case to do that. But that thing is still humming along at, 23 years old, and it still gets used every day.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But this has those TO5-style transistors on the side. You take two screws out, take them out, plug another one in when they start crapping out on you. You can order them things pretty much anywhere. I'm going to get a backup supply of them. I put my meter on it and checked it and checked the amperage, checked the amp drawer, checked the voltage output before you even put a radio on it. And it seems to be doing the job.
Good. At one point, I used to live down in Seneca, and I had some property there, so I had a ton of antennas, and I had four HF radios on my desk, and I would frequently run, four stations at a time on FT8 or some digital mode. Very low power output, but, I still need a good power supply for that, so that little Diamond did the trick for sure.
50 amp is all I'm ever going to need. I mean, like I said, I got it for a very good price. So the next time the swap meet comes around on here next Wednesday, I'll offload the other one. I don't need two power supplies. I don't run a lot of equipment, but what I do run, I went to voltage clean,
Luckily, you just use a battery with a capacitor bank, and that pretty much gives you, totally flat DC. Maybe a little bit of load variance, but, can't get around the DCIR of the battery, but it won't have any switching noise on it, that's for sure.
Well, this is not a switching supply, but... I think I'm good with everything I got now.
Well, it's good talking to you, Dave. I'm heading up 85 here and hit some traffic, so I'm going to drop off for a little bit. Might be back on a little bit later. But I didn't catch your call. This is W2JKT on mobile, and I'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah, where does the W2 call come from?
New Falls, New York, about an hour and a half north of the city.
Okay, yeah, I grew up on Long Island. That's where my 2 call comes from. 1989. Have a good day, my friend. WTJKT, or JKT or D, I didn't get it.
Go Whiskey 2, Juliet, Kilo Tango.
All right, very good, sir. W2JKT, KB2HXS. See, there's two more New Yorkers here. They can't complain, see? Do you own a trailer yet? You have to buy a trailer to be a Southern person. I got my chops broke by one of the guys down here that I had to go buy a utility trailer, and I went and I bought a utility trailer, so I'm closer to being a Southern man.
At all. I actually had one up until very recently. I lived in Seneca for like 10 years, and then I moved up here to Shelby, North Carolina. That's where I'm headed now. But my new property didn't have enough room for a trailer, so I donated it to a local animal rescue. So I no longer have the utility trailer, but I do have a 35-foot camper, so I guess they can still call me pretty close to being Southern.
Okay. Yeah, I bought a utility trailer for my business, and then, you know, I had to. Now I'm a real Southern man. All right, you navigate traffic. We'll catch you later. W2JKT, KB2HXS.
W2JKT, mobile.